I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. I recently caught up with Brian Cass of True Stage Ventures, the new name for CMFG Ventures, taking its cue from an overall group rebrand by Kuna Mutual Group to True Stage. So we began our discussion with the rebrand.
So the rebrand really reflects the rebrand that occurred at our parent company. We're part of True Stage, which is a large financial services company. And we decided to rebrand in 2023, really to reflect just the breadth of services offered by our organization. We were in market with over 10 different brand names and decided to become one True Stage. And I think it's been helpful to the ventures arm as well, just to draw tighter connections to the broader organization.
Well, let's delve into what's going on in the venture arm at the moment, because this is what you do day in, day out. Has it changed? Has business changed? Have things altered over the course of the last year to 18 months?
I wouldn't say things have changed. I mean, I think there's certainly greater optimism generally in the venture capital community from maybe the last year or two. Last year, we were very active. We invested in 7 new companies that were added to the portfolio. So we're approaching 50 companies that are actively operating within the 2 funds that we run, continuing to provide a lot of opportunities for those fintech companies to get in front of credit unions and other audiences. And I think what we're seeing is just tremendous interest and appetite from financial institutions to partner with these fintech companies, which is, I think, really encouraging for the future of the industry.
We'll come on to partnerships in a moment, but talking of the appetite, you say tremendous appetite. Is that something that's fresh and new in the last couple of quarters? Because if you'd asked me at the beginning of last year, the appetite wasn't there, as far as I could see.
Not on the investment side. I was saying a tremendous appetite with respect to partnering with fintech companies. Yeah, I would say on the investment side, you know, it's, I would say, returning, but not at a blistering pace. Yeah, we are seeing
more. What a diplomatic way of putting it.
I think we are seeing, you know, rounds that are coming together, including rounds that we're seeing now at increased valuations. And that's where I think there's more optimism heading into 2024. But, you know, again, I think it'll be a slower rebound over the year. But I think if you talk to many of us, we think the worst is behind us.
You mentioned earlier that you'd made 7 new investments. What areas were these 7 in? What's hot, what's not, as far as you're concerned?
So the focus of True Stage Ventures is really on fintech companies where we see opportunities to really kind of leverage the network of True Stage, where we work with over 97% of credit unions in the U.S. market, finding companies that can help credit unions stay relevant and competitive, and finding fintech companies where we can leverage those relationships that we've built really over 85 years to help drive outsized growth into those companies. So it could be a lot of B2B software companies as smaller financial institutions really look for ways to offer digital experiences as some of the larger banks and fintechs. These partnerships become really critical. And so, you know, those types of companies really are in the sweet spot for us. I think when you look at, you know, the area that is really hot right now would be anything that utilizes artificial intelligence.
I suppose that was inevitable, really.
It was inevitable, yes. So if companies weren't focused on AI 12 or 18 months ago, you know, we're seeing a lot more companies really kind of build that into their roadmaps.
We've just been talking about technology. More broadly, technology in general has allowed credit unions to do things that they would never have been able to do before. One is effectively have a national reach rather than just a local regional reach. The other is to focus on almost, and this is something I was talking to other people about, an affinity group rather than identify themselves by a geography. They might identify themselves by a grouping, whether that grouping might be the medical profession or it might be the military profession and so on. There are numerous ways of slicing that cookie. They still need to have a community identity, but it does not need to be a geographically local community.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robin. I mean, we do have credit unions that have been able to really expand their footprint much beyond the bounds of their historic geographic locations. And you know, really a lot of the partnerships that they built with these fintech companies have enabled them to have a much broader reach by leveraging the digital technology that really kind of takes down geographic boundaries. And I think if we go back probably 7 or 8 years ago and look at those credit unions that were kind of on the front end of these partnerships, you know, those are some of the credit unions that are now enjoying some of the strongest growth of credit unions in the United States.
Let's talk a little bit more about the future now. AI is hot right now, you were saying. What do you see for partnerships and investments further on into 2024?
I think there's a couple of areas that we're very focused on, again, many of which can leverage artificial intelligence within their technologies. Fraud continues to be an area of growing concern for financial institutions. We invested last year in a company called DataVisor, which utilizes artificial intelligence to not only help identify and mitigate fraud, but really predict where the next wave of fraud is going to come from, leveraging artificial intelligence. Other companies that will enable banks and credit unions to help grow their deposits will be another area of focus for us in 2024. Just given the liquidity challenges that many U.S. financial institutions face, I would say that's always on the top two or three areas of interest when I talk to credit union CEOs. Kind of adjacent to that would really be technologies that can enable those credit unions to grow their non-interest income as some of the rate pressures and margins become compressed. Credit unions are much more open now to identifying and partnering with companies that can enable them to find new ways of generating income and really kind of expanding their engagement with credit union members.
It's not the mom and pop savings and loan of yesteryear.
That's exactly right. You know, I really applaud just the sophistication of, you know, more and more credit unions and you know, what they're doing, how they're working with and being creative in terms of serving their members. It's a fun group to work with.
And it's creating or building on a business opportunity for you as an investor as well, for the venture fund.
Absolutely. You know, when we look at the strategy of our parent organization, certainly we want to be viewed as a strategic partner to the credit unions and financial institutions we work with. And really, True Stage Ventures has been a critical part of establishing that strategic partnership, you know, helping credit unions navigate the fintech world, helping them refine their due diligence on early stage companies. We have a fintech forum, which is an online community to bring credit union leaders and fintechs together. And we've now grown that to almost 3,000 members over just the 2 year period since it launched. So really, you know, we see a lot of opportunity again to kind of create this ecosystem to bring these two worlds together.
Brian Kass, President and Managing Director of True Stage Ventures.